Another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Oh, get ready. You know our lives are busy, don't you? And what our commitment here, our devotion here in Advanced Living, is to bring quality to your life. Every week, tune in and get some new and exciting ways to make your life better, lighten your stress load, and all of this is brought to you through the auspices of AdvancedLiving.com. That's a wonderful company. When you visit the website, you'll see an item called a comfort technology that people like Jack Canfield and Reverend Michael Beckwith, a bunch of celebrities and doctors are plugging these little beautiful items in to make their lives better, and this is bringing us this show today. You know, our commitment, folks, is to make your life better, and we are absolutely thrilled and delighted with an opportunity we have today. You've heard so often about, well, make your dreams come true, okay? Well, oh, it's nice and dream big, and there's all these kinds of things. But sometimes stuff gets in the way. Have you noticed? Well, wouldn't it be lovely to have someone come along that is highly credentialed, knows what they're doing, and has helped a lot of folks to literally not just make their dreams come true, but make their dreams come true now. Yes, we have Dr. Catherine Athens, who will be on shortly, tell you a little bit about her and, of course, her new book titled, yes, Make Your Dreams Come True Now. Okay, we've had enough waiting around, haven't we? Okay, so just to give you a bit about Dr. Catherine Athens here. She is a teacher of metaphysics, a life coach. She has practices literally all over the world. If you were going to stop in, there's a practice in Los Altos, California, and one in Los Angeles. And with people all over the globe, she has done so much. There's a radio talk show, and she's a guest speaker at events around the world, and she just is an amazing, moving, and dynamic speaker, and she's presented and taught literally at the Global Peace Initiative of Women, which is a conference inspired by the Millennium Global Peace Summit at the United Nations, as well as the Women's Spiritual Conference held in the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. And talk about being able to be recognized. She has done so much to help people to find resources and move their lives ahead. She is a recipient of the President's, that's the President of the United States, President's Special Recognition Award for those who have chosen to search out innovative systems to serve humankind. Oh, yeah. So get ready to welcome Dr. Athens so we can learn how to make our dreams come true now. Hello, Catherine.
Well, hello there, and it's my pleasure to be with you and my pleasure to be with everyone, and thank you so much. It's an honor for me to be on the show today.
Oh, we're just delighted. Now, I've given just a little bit. I don't know if you'd like to fill in any of the blanks, because you've got such an extensive background on how you could be able to help folks make their dreams come true now. Can you toot your own horn there a little bit?
Oh, well, bless your heart, and thank you. You know, people think that dreams somehow are not reality. And what I say in my book are the dreams of your heart are in reality the blueprints for your life here on Earth. We dream, we imagine. It's a faculty of the mind. Einstein says that imagination is more important than knowledge. Now think about that. It's more important than knowledge. What do? We downplay imagination, and those are the things that dreams are made of, and we play up knowledge. And as we know, knowledge is temporal. It changes from time to time, moment to moment. But the dreams, the real truth, is a constant. It's an eternal constant. So what I do is I am able to sit down either on the phone or Skype or in person or in a talk with my students, clients, people who come, and begin to reflect to them, begin to tune in and then reflect to them their divine pattern. Our divine pattern then at work with us actually reveals to us through our dreams, through our wishes, through our desires, what it is we're supposed to be doing on Earth. And most of us have been depleted, demeaned, downplayed, disregarded, told, oh, that's way too big for you. Oh, you could never do that. That's not real. This is not real. I hear that a lot just in my travels when I'm in the airport and I overhear people talking to their children. It's very difficult not to say, stop, stop.
Yes.
But, you know, it is the people who dream on Earth who are the ones who create change. It is all starts with a dream. It all starts in the dream of the imagination. And I tell my students, I say, if you look around you, every single thing that you see was first imagined. There was first a dream. You know, there was first a dream of being able to fly in the air. What if the Wright brothers had a mom who said, you guys, you're hopeless dreamers, you know, get back on Earth. Go and dig in the earth, you know?
Yeah, good bicycle mechanics and leave it at that.
And leave it at that. I mean, so it's always that we have to go forward and push forward, and the leaders of the earth are always the ones that can dream the most, the best, and then put their dreams into practice.
Now, I'm curious, when you're saying dreams, some people might think, okay, I'm going to sleep and I'm having some dreams. That would certainly be one kind. Are what we might call daydreams?
Dreams are dreams certainly at night, but dreams are hopes, aspirations, wishes. You know, we spend a good deal of our adolescence and early adulthood dreaming about, what am I supposed to do in life? Who am I in life? What does my life mean? You know, where we'll think, we'll pause, we'll contemplate. So when we dream, we go into a place in our heart and contact those very deep desires, those things that bring us a sense of peace and joy and love. And those are our dreams. As I speak to my clients and students and people around the world, and I say, what is it if you knew, and my friend Gary Craig said this years ago, he was a teacher who taught a seminar called Drive Your Own Bus. I love this. He said, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do?
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds like an interesting question to pose.
It's a wonderful question because people are so afraid of failure and thinking, well, if I don't try, then I can't fail. And my reply is always, you've already failed if you don't try. Not trying is failure. Really putting yourself out there. I mean, look at Donald Trump. He's an amazing example of someone who goes out there and just does what he does. And my gosh, if he fails, he fails. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And when you talk to him, everything he says is an experience. It's a learning experience. If he says that if he didn't file bankruptcy all those times, he wouldn't know anything about finances and what's going on, and he learned so much.
So, wow. So yes,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that people would tend to think, oh, here's a very wealthy man, he's just had money all his life, or hasn't done things that lost him a bunch of money.
Well, most people who are very successful are also people who are willing to go the extra route. People are willing to really get out by the seat of their pants and do something new, innovative new. And they do lose money, and then they make more money. You know? Mm. They're not afraid. So fear is a huge factor for people, and also shame. You know, my mom or dad or sister, brother, uncle, clergy, teacher would be ashamed of me if I failed. I couldn't disappoint them.
Ooh, that's not good.
So those are patterns in my next book, which is called Who Do You Think You Are Anyway? I talk about those well-meaning people in our lives who tell us things that actually create energy patterns that block us from our manifestation. I have a lot of people who come to me and say, Catherine, you know, I bought The Secret, I'm reading The Secret, I'm watching The Secret, but I say it and it doesn't happen. What's going on? What's going on? I'm a good person, you know. Am I being punished? I say, no, stop. It's not, you know, there's more to us than just what we're thinking. Florence Shin, who was a metaphysician in the 30s, who's been one of my wonderful teachers through her books called, her compilation of books is called The Wisdom of Florence Shin, but I was first introduced to her books when I started studying metaphysics in the early 70s, and it's The Game of Life and How to Play It. And she talks a lot about really visioning with your whole body and reprogramming the subconscious mind. We have to reprogram our subconscious mind. In our subconscious is the history of the human race, which is, you know, rape, war, and pillage. And we have to let that go, and we have to embrace our divine mind, what she calls going into the fourth dimension, what I tell my students, the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension. And we get out of that karmic cycle, and we get into a cycle of grace. And we're willing for things to come to us in the most unusual ways. And that's why, it's so important to reactivate this imagination, to be like a child. Because, as adults, we're always saying, well, you know, I want this, and it needs to come to me like that. Well, our angel forces don't work that way. They don't work that way. They are miraculous. They do things in a very strange way. Florence Shin tells a story of a woman who was a writer who was studying an ancient language, and she went through the New York Library stacks and couldn't find anything and spent days there and was just disgusted. And one day she said, oh, I've got to give up, but I'm hungry. And she went to an automat, sat down, got something to eat. And then a man sat down next to her, and he started talking to her. And he said, well, you know, you look a little harried. What's going on? said, well, I've been now for a whole week researching, I forget what language, and I can't find anything, and I need to get this done. And he looked at her and he said, well, I happen to be the world's foremost authority on that language.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That's the way miracles happen. That's the way gifts happen. That's the way grace works. I know that myself. I was praying and praying for something, and I said, okay, you guys, I need it now. Give it to me now. I don't care how it comes. Just I need it now. Pretty soon the fax machine started to print out. Somebody sent a fax from somewhere. I pick up the fax, I look at it, and the answer to my question is right there on the fax.
Mm.
So if we can let go of how things come to us, if we can just know that they're coming because we have the desire, we live in a holistic universe. There is no problem without a solution.
Ah, now, when the situation, when you call that forth, can you give a little bit more of the detail? Because I'm sensing that there was some kind of intense energy or passionate energy into that situation. Is that, can you?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have some sort of passion. You know, what is passion? But it's the emotion, it's an emotional movement. So many times, for instance, even this morning I was running and then I stopped at the local little bakery and I sat outside and for some reason they didn't get served, but I sat down and this woman came and she sat down and she started talking to me and I told her I'd been a coach and a therapist and an inspirational speaker and she said, you're exactly who I prayed for. Now, I wasn't really going to sit that long, but the waitress hadn't taken my order, and I kept waiting and waiting, and so I was just sitting there. And so the woman was able to come and talk to me and get some resolution to something that had been bothering her. That's a real world, this world, three-dimensional solution to a problem that was probably many dimensions deep.
Sure. Now, I'm kind of wondering, because I think you may have some clues for a very important area. I can't speak for all my listeners, but I know myself there's been times where I've had an intention, I've had a desire, I wanted something to happen, or something was missing, I needed to have some completion, and I was very frustrated. And what I'm sensing is that there's a way to bridge from those times when we're frustrated and turn that intense energy into a homing device for the solution.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And can you help with some clues there about how we take that frustration and turn it into a delivery system for meeting our needs?
Well, first of all, by really understanding that with every problem there is a solution,
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, I have this issue, and then sending it out, saying, I wish the intelligence, I always talk about the angels, I always say, okay, send me the angels who understand how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing to receive the information. I am willing to let go of my fears, my anxieties, my angers, my whatever, and I'm willing to know. And if we have to go to the gym and work out and put some anger in the iron or go run up hills or, you know, go into meditation, go to a park, whatever we need to do to clear our minds and just be quiet and hear and be willing for the information to come any way it comes.
Okay. Okay. Now, and you were saying something about send me the angels who, what, know how to do this? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm wondering, because there's been times where in frustration I've just been so upset that I was kind of like screaming out in that release of anger. And I know it was intense energy, and I wanted to have something good happen, but wasn't able to pull together some of the direction. And if I'm hearing, I'm just wondering, could I have actually taken some of that frustration and then with intensity said, God, send me the angels who can help me with this.
Or, exactly.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
Ah, okay. So I could have used that intense frustration energy and directed it with a request. Okay, God, you know how to do this. Send me those angels who can help solve this for me.
Yes.
Ah, and immediately, I know just saying that, it's like, wow, I feel like help's on the way.
Yes, exactly, and help is on the way.
Ah.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, that's a great gift you're sharing with us now, because, I mean, in the midst of intensity sometimes, to say to someone, now just go calm down when they're all wound up, may be a little bit challenging, unless you have like those tranquilizer darts. Those are fun. We have those around here at the office. but to be able to know that in the midst of that anger or frustration, you can actually just turn that same intense energy and just say, God, help me now. Send those angels.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're using that passion to actually more powerfully connect with Source.
Exactly.
Wow. Hooray.
Yes.
And then from there, it's like, oh, okay, can use that to diffuse. Wow, this is wonderful. I love some of this kind of stuff where we can use those energies. Now, all of this stuff, I guess a whole bunch of things kind of are inspiring you to bring this book out. And I want to make sure our listeners know to get the book. Do we go to your website? Or
you can go to the website. You can go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
You can go to BarnesandNoble.com
or
Borders.com. You can write to me. You can call me. We'll send it out. You can go to Ingram.com. You can go to atlas.com, bakerandtaylor.com. So there are many ways to get the book. Some of the local bookstores, depending on where you are in our area, East West Bookstore carries the book. Psychic Eye Bookstore carries the book here and also in Nevada. I'm having a number of bookstores in Colorado and Illinois pretty soon carrying the book. Go to your local bookstore and order the book from your local family-owned bookstore. The book can be ordered online for you. It's really, so I would go there, and it's available. It's available through New Leaf. It's available through Ingram, and these two, so it's available at your local metaphysical bookstore, and I always encourage people to support your local bookstores because those are the stores that care about us. Those stores really, really put a lot of energy into community, and we in the community need to support those stores.
Ah.
So I like to make sure that in San Francisco, Bookshop West Portal is carrying two of my books. But you can go to any bookstore and order it.
Okay.
It's easy to order.
Great. And now when people want to learn more about you and some of these programs, should we give that website out there?
Sure. It's Angels, A-N-G-E-L-S, Island.com. It's Angels Island, one word, .com, A-N-G-E-L-S-I-S-L-A-N-D.com.
Hmm.
So,
well, that sounds like a nice destination.
It's a wonderful destination. It definitely is. I'm redoing my website as well, but it is definitely it's definitely a wonderful destination for people to come. It talks a little bit about who I am and how I work, and my goal is to be of service to people, to free people. I've worked very hard all my life to be free, and I've learned a lot about that, and I wish to share it with people so that people don't have to go through the kind of pain I had to go through to learn certain things. It's so much easier now to really go forward faster. When I first started in the metaphysical world, it took years and years and years. I don't know if you know anything about the Rosicrucians.
Sure.
But the whole Rosicrucian movement is just wonderful, but it took forever and ever and ever and ever to go from step to step to step to step. And now, of course, people can really open to higher and higher consciousness more and more quickly. It's wonderful. So my book and my work and my books that will be coming out, I have 14 in the future. So,
so someone like our guest today, folks, Dr. Athens, is making her dreams come true. When you hear someone going, oh, I got this book out, and there's 14 more, we're not talking about a second or third book. She's planning ahead.
Yes, I'm planning ahead. I definitely, it's a lot of fun. This is a whole new area for me. You have to remember when I was little, even though I could speak, I really had trouble putting things down on paper. And I was very, very shy. And this is quite fun for me. This is something I never thought I could do. And I love doing it. And I love the people I meet. And I love talking to you folks on the radio, you know, and sharing that, wait a moment, you know, we are already made. What I say in my book is we are already made as complete beings. We are already complete. Perfect in Greek means already complete.
Oh.
So most of us think like there's something missing. There's something wrong with us, right?
Yeah, the old, lost some of my marbles.
Yes, yes, that was good. That was a good in Pan. That was a great thing. And he actually did lose his marbles, but he found them. No, so so if we are complete, we are already equipped with what it takes to do what is yours to do. Years ago, there was this wonderful movie from the 30s. And the movie had, it was about, I forget exactly, but it was one of these Busby Berkeley type movies. And it had these little babies on Earth, and they were all kind of in a nursery. And then it showed that there were all these babies in heaven, and each of them had a little sign around their neck. Fireman, baker, scientist, street cleaner, nurse, doctor, and so then on Earth, they would send up a signal. We need so many of these kinds of babies and so many of these kinds of babies. And up in heaven, they would then send the babies down the chute to Earth.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just really stuck with me, that wonderful picture of all these babies coming down to Earth. So everyone has a divine purpose. Everyone has something inside of them that they really love to do, and you can do it. I used to teach weight classes with Dr. Alperin, who has weight clinics here in the Bay Area, and I had a group of ladies in the East Bay, and they were very, very obese ladies. They were 200, 300, 400 pounds overweight. And they were the most amazing ladies. These ladies not only lost weight, but they figured out through our group what they wanted to do. One lady had always wanted to sing opera, but was really afraid to join a company. And during the course of the group, that lady got a job, a professional job, with a traveling opera company. Another lady loved decorating cakes. She got the job with the head. She was the head cake decorator for Safeway. Another lady loved making little picture frames and crocheting, and she got She started her own crafts business and opened a craft store. And all these ladies began to realize that they could do all these things that they had always dreamed of doing. I had, I think, about 8 ladies in that group, and the group transformed themselves so much. They were such wonderful people and taught me so very much about really being real and living their lives and all the things that they had gone through in their lives to get to the point where they were in my group, and all the things they were able to do in their lives to absolutely make them the lives they dreamed of.
Mm.
And they were so thrilled. They wrote me amazing letters to Dr. Alperin, and really I wrote Dr. Alperin amazing letters about them. They were wonderful, wonderful people. And this group of ladies, I don't think, had an education above the 7th grade. And these ladies taught me so very much about the miraculousness of being a human being and how, if we are willing and we are tenacious and we allow ourselves to dream, what we can accomplish. And every single one of those women accomplished what their heart desired.
Wow. Wow. This is wonderful to hear. That some people dealing with some pretty big adversity can make some amazing breakthroughs. And I'm wondering, you know, your book, can you give us a little bit of kind of like a walk, a guided tour of it, so that we can get some of the key items that would help us as we get your book and how it's going to help us to take some key steps to make our dreams come true now.
Now, yes. Well, the book is based on my first seminars, which were, I started years ago, called Letting Go the Lie. It's evolved through the years, and it's taken on information from clients who, over the last 25 years, who've also struggled to make their dreams come true. And it's in 4 parts. And the first part is activating your imagination. Second is discernment. The third is treating everything with love, praise, gratitude, and appreciation. And the fourth are steps to manifesting in the three-dimensional world. And I arranged the book that way because it's so vital that we begin to imagine again, that we are willing to imagine again, that we are willing to have an overactive imagination, you know, even though we may be accused of it, that we begin to see the world as we wish it to be, that we begin to put out the vision of the world we want. We have been taught to claim our reality from what is told to us from the outside world and to ignore the thoughts, feelings, inklings, senses, and desires from the world of inside. So it's a book of coming back to the self, loving the self, and remembering that the self is perfect. The self has everything it needs. So with the imagination then, I talk a lot about discernment and the whole beauty of discernment and how it's very important to come into the heart and learn what's true for you. And that's different.
Yeah. The word discernment sounds like it's important to be able to make distinctions and to, you know, and get clear messages so that we can make good choices. I'm just kind of wondering, are there some helpful clues you could give us to see what we could do to heighten our discernment?
Well, absolutely. First of all, what feels good? People always say truth hurts, and I always say no. Lies hurt, truth heals.
Mm.
So what feels good inside? What really feels good? What gets you excited? What makes you feel peaceful? All of those things are very, very, very vitally important. So you begin to understand what's true for you. Most of us don't know.
Now, I'm curious, essentially, if we think about something, if I'm understanding correctly, you're kind of saying if we're making a choice and or want to make a decision and there's several choices and we think about one, two, three different choices, and as we think about the choice, the one that would feel best to us would be the recommended choice? Or?
Well, I would start with that. What feels best inside?
Yeah.
You know, not something that you're going to lord over somebody. Well, if I do this, so-and-so is going to be jealous. Or if I do this, I'll get points with so-and-so. That's not the deal. The deal is what brings a sense of peace and a sense of fulfillment inside. That, so we begin to develop what I call an inner guidance system. And so then you listen to your guidance and you start listening to your inner guidance. And then you start acting from that. And that's a whole different thing for most people to do. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know,
and I wonder about bridging a gap. In my past, there was a period in my life where, due to the pain, I was involved with taking different drugs to basically numb the pain. I didn't think in those terms at the time, but I know that's what I was attempting to accomplish, was just to get some relief, and some of these drugs were a way to do that. What I didn't know is that during those times, being on drugs, would my thinking have been distorted enough that I might not have been able to follow some of the guidance here of just, you know, thinking, how does this feel? How does that feel if I was stoned or drunk or that kind of a thing?
Exactly. And most people want to numb the pain, but the pain, we can't be in too much pain, but a certain amount of pain will tell us what's going on with us. Pain has information. Pain is not a bad thing.
Ah. And when you say pain has information, can you give it like an example of how someone could relate to that?
Oh, absolutely. Someone's in pain, so we go down and say, okay, pain, what's going on here? Pain will say, well, you forgot. What did you forget? You forgot that you were okay. Oh. All right. Well, supposing I'm really okay the way I am, I don't have to be different in that way. What's going to happen then? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Huh.
It's hard to explain on the radio because this is a very deep question that you're asking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, these are things that we do in therapy. However, if we are not afraid of our pain but can breathe into our pain, can understand our pain,
yeah,
we'll understand that somebody hurt us deeply. We'll understand that we need to cry. We'll understand that we need someone to hold us and tell us it's going to be okay. We'll understand that someone disappointed us. But it doesn't mean we have to become angry and hateful and then ruin our lives by taking it out on other people the rest of our lives. We'll understand that people become imperfect in the way that they deal with other people because they're in pain. We'll understand that we are fully equipped to handle what's going on if we allow those senses, those resources inside to be awakened and activated.
Mm. Wow.
And that's what I teach people.
Okay.
Those are my teachings.
Ah, wow. So we're getting a little taste treat of what you can get a lot more of when you would turn to Dr. Athens for some of her coaching and counseling. And I'm guessing some of those can kind of intertwine a little bit, possibly. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I approach everything from not just a psychological point of view, but from a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual point of view. We are spiritual beings. Everything is a spiritual issue. We are manifesting it physically. And we can support ourselves and others on all those levels by seeing the goodness in them, by seeing that we are tenacious beings. I'm a member of the National Speakers Association, and I was at the convention 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, and a gentleman, Nando, who was the person from Uruguay, whose rugby team crashed on its way to Colombia, and the men lived in the snow miraculously for many, 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 I think it was 76 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was talking about what happens when you're faced with these kinds of situations, and it's about surviving and what you do to survive and how you do that. People have amazing capacity to overcome so many hardships and to receive help. I tell my students and clients, please ask for help. I ask for help all the time. Help, help, help. If you can't think of anything else to say, any other prayer to say, just say help.
Ah, that sounds better than just saying no. Oh, hooray.
Hooray is right. Hooray. And help is so, so important. So important.
Wow. These are gems, folks. Sometimes so simple. A diamond worth a lot. Very small. But oh my gosh, a lot's packed in it. And as we're hearing now, to take those times. Help! I need help! Send the angels who know how to help me.
Exactly.
Know what to do.
Right. And I'm willing to receive the help. Be willing to receive it. We're not supposed to be here on Earth alone. If we were, I always say, then there'd be one big blob, sort of. You know?
Yeah.
But no, we're not here alone. We're supposed to be supporting, helping each other, sharing our gifts with each other, bringing more light. I'm working with a new PR agency, and the head of the PR agency called me, I guess it was last week, the week before, and he says, Catherine, there's something really exciting. I said, well, what is that, Dennis? He said, the Japanese have proved conclusively that we generate light. I said, well, could you please show me or email me article that scientific documentation and, you know, citation? And he did. And he was so excited about proving scientifically that we generate light. And of course we generate light. And the Earth generates light. People don't know that in the middle of the Earth is a very large crystal. It's an iron crystal. And that iron crystal interacts with our sun. And it's a system of sending light. We send our negativity down to Earth. Why? Because the Earth, that's food to the Earth. And the Earth transmutes that and sends it back up. Sends energy up to the sun, and then the sun sends energy down to us. And we have a system that is so beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fabulous. An interconnected system, because we can all relate to energy coming from the sun, and we get the sunlight and feel the warmth of it. But to think there's a return energy system.
Ah. Yes, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I know a number of practitioners will say, well, if you're feeling upset or confused, to connect to the earth, possibly stand barefoot on grass or ground or something like that, so that you can feel yourself connecting down into the earth, and now you've added another dimension to it.
Yes.
That this is the perfect dumping ground, and you're not doing anyone any harm if you dump some of the stuff. So if you're thinking, okay, I have to purge, or I have to do a venting of some sort, the perfect recipient may not be your next door neighbor. It might be the planet that you're on.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Think about that. So we have so much to think about, so much to be grateful for, so many resources and tools to use, and we don't know about them. We're ignorant, and if we don't know about something, we can't use it. So one of my goals is to enlighten people, say, you know, we have so much, and so much more is being discovered. There's so many more energy fields on the earth being discovered to resolve, dissolve, transmute issues.
Mm.
It always is that way, you know. For some reason, people like to be doomsdayers. This will never happen. That could never happen. You know, you're never... I have people come in and they say, oh, my God, my husband told me I could never get that job. What am I going to do? I'm going to say, well, cancel, cancel, cancel. In my book, I say, cancel, 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 erase, erase, erase.
Ah, okay. So when you hear something that you go, wait, I didn't want to hear that, that's a good set of phrases to use?
Yes.
Cancel, cancel, cancel. Erase, erase, erase.
Yes.
Yeah. I might even, can we add into that delete?
Delete is great. I always tell people, you know, on the computer, I love the delete button. And we can delete.
Okay. So we can.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely we can add that in. So we have the ability. And our desire and our heart and our mind, the humanness, is made up of so many things, light and sound and magnetism and music. We have a harmony. Our cells make music.
Huh. The inner symphony, huh?
The inner symphony.
Oh, boy, doesn't that sound like fun?
It's a lot of fun.
And I notice in your book... it appears that you're a fan of angels.
I am. I am a fan of angels. I love the angels. The angels have been really good to me and good to people that I work with, because I'm constantly sending prayers to people. I tell people to pray all the time. It's very, very, very important, you know, because prayer lifts us out of the derogatory and into a whole new field.
Mm. Someone gave me a hat recently, and on it are the letters P-U-S-H, push, and then there it's written out on another part of the hat that's an acronym for pray until something happens.
That's fantastic.
So...
I think that's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that as an acronym when I of the word push, type of thing. I'd think of push and shove, but here push is pray until something happens, and I love that.
I think it's marvelous. I would say pray, especially all the time, even when something happens. Continue to pray and be grateful, and that's the third chapter or third section of the book is what I call the LPGA, the love, praise, gratitude, appreciation, because being grateful opens channels to receive. Have you ever given anything to someone who goes, oh, uh-huh, yeah, and throws it away and goes on?
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally,
not
no.
Not too inspired to do anything more for them.
Thank you. Please. Now, do you want to do something more for that person? But, no, not really. But if someone says, gosh, thank you so much for taking the time and being so considerate, I so appreciate this, and I'm going to value what you've given me. you're going, wow, I want to give that person something else. And I say to people, your angels are the same way. You go, well, I got that, but it wasn't quite what I wanted. And I say, so do you think your angels are going to want to do something more for you? You know? Really?
So to me, it sounds like there's a somewhere in the Bible it talks about to have more. First, be a good steward to what you've been given, or be, in other words, instead of a good steward. And I think one of the ways to possibly be a good steward, would you think it might be expressing that gratitude for whatever I've got? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. And if you think you have nothing and your body's intact, go and start thanking for your big toe and your second toe. Go through all the bones in your body and thank God for those bones. And then go through the muscles. Usually by about the 30th bone, you're going, okay, I get it. Okay.
The hip bone's connected to the knee bone. No, anyway.
There you go. There you go.
And sing that song and have fun with it. Now, I want to make sure to share your website again so that people can locate that. And I love the name of it.
Thank you. It's angelsisland.com. And angels is plural, A-N-G-E-L-S, and then island, I-S-L-A-N-D, one word, angelsisland.com. And if people want to call me on the phone, they can. Let me give you my number.
Okay.
650-948-1796.
Very
Pardon
good.
Pardon me, 650-948-1796.
Okay, and that's in Los Altos, California?
Yes.
Which is the San Francisco Bay Area?
It is.
Okay, so folks,
it
now
is.
You know that's where that 650 area code is if you didn't have that one memorized.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, good. And normally, what, like 9 to 5, Monday through Fridays, typical good times?
Yes. I probably will not answer the phone because I'm in with clients or out with students, but I will return your call. So I always ask people to make sure and leave your phone number and leave a time or times when the call can be returned.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So,
wonderful. I like that.
Thank you.
Now, I am curious if there would be some things, as we've got about 2 or 3 minutes at the end of the show here as we wrap up, of things that you would want to share as key items to inspire people on their path to, as you say, make your dreams come true now.
Yes. I really, whatever it is that you desire to do, start doing it in some way. Don't have to do it right. Don't have to do it in a certain way. Just start from where you are, because that's the most important thing. Start from where you are, and then I would visualize where you want to be, how you are. If you have no money, but you want furniture, go to the furniture stores and start looking at the kind of furniture you want, touch it, take a sample home of the fabric, take a picture of it home, put it in your house. Start joining with your dream. Start putting passion in your dream. Start beginning to forgive yourself for whatever inadequacies you think you have, and let it go, and start acknowledging yourself for being a miracle, living, breathing person on earth. I always tell my students, you are an amazing being with great courage to be on earth. There is no one here who does not have great courage. It's a very difficult place to be. And so understand that. Understand that you have within you all the capability to do what you want. A lot of it has been put to sleep, has been shut off and dormant, and it's time to awaken that, acknowledge that, and just see yourself as an amazing being. Make up affirmations, sing your affirmations. Sing little joy songs. Unity has little joy songs that I really love. And it's important because they make you laugh.
Wow. Well, folks, I'm thrilled. We want to find, so sing your affirmations. Dr. Catherine, I wish we had some more time. And I want to thank you as we wrap up for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. And encourage people to get your book, Make Your Dreams Come True Now by Dr. Catherine Athens, A-T-H-A-N-S. And you can visit her website, angelsisland.com. And thank you again, Dr. Athens, for taking time and for sharing so much value with our listeners. And to our beloved listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in each week and encourage you to tune in every Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and the time in between, where we can bring you more wonderful adventures of advanced living.
Yes, thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and I'm so excited, and God bless everyone.
Oh, thank you. And until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let go of